Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The last bastion of truth in a sea of deception. Alex Jones.
Remember, you can share the link and empower and inform others at InfoWars.com/show. Spread the links today. All right. While the mainstream media lies to you about the news that's currently breaking, we're going to tell you the truth about the news that's coming. Thank you again so much for joining us. We're in hour number three right now. So, the UN, the globalists, said, and Project Veritas got the documents, but even before they did, I could see the WEF bragging about it 2 years ago. They said when we're done with the COVID first rollout, we're going to do new lockdowns and cut energy off and say it's to save the earth to make you poor and drive you into insolvency. And so now, breaking today, fact check, Biden says he'll declare a national climate emergency. There's a video of him at the Grand Canyon saying. That's out of WRAL-TV. National editorial. Biden says he's practically declared a climate emergency. Goal 13, take urgent action to combat climate change and its impacts. Cut off all our resources. The UN trying to kill us, obviously with deadly viruses. Al Gore proposes mass surveillance to find climate change culprits. FEMA administrator says extreme weather are going to be our new normal. Look at this one. Hockey stick. Climate fraud scientist says Joe Biden's Build Back Broke bill will prevent tornadoes. FEMA administrator says extreme weather are going to be our new normal because of climate change. CIA director on the geopolitical risk of climate geoengineering, which they're doing. Carbon-reducing activists in the UK. Lexical creativity and framing the context of climate change. Scientists suggest, New York Post, eating human flesh to fight climate change. Debase yourself. Eat the bugs. Human engineering and the climate change make you allergic via shots with the alpha gal to beef and other red meat. Emissions fall during lockdown. Let's keep it that way. WEF. On and on. H.R. 794, Climate Emergency Act, which they're trying to bring back right now. When I talked about it months ago or weeks ago, the corporate media attacked and said I was insane. How climate lockdowns became the new battleground for conspiracy-driven protest movement. NBC News just a few weeks ago saying it doesn't exist, and now Biden is set to announce it. I'll be covering all this and more, obviously, if we're still here. Don't ever take anything for granted on tomorrow's Friday show, but it's going crazy. And then we've got CNN confirming, yeah, we want new lockdowns. Yeah, they're coming. And anybody that doesn't do it wants to kill kids. It is wild to watch these criminals do all this in live time. So for the next hour and 55 minutes after break, or 54 minutes, you're going to see the Andrew Tate interview. It's also going to be posted in full at band.video and infowars.com. And so you can share it there. It'll be posted very, very soon to the front page of InfoWars. Will this interview save the world? No. But is it another powerful punch in the fight? Yes, and you decide how powerful that punch is. In fact, it just went live. Alex Jones interviews Andrew Tate in new explosive must-see interview. This will break the matrix. Start your engine, just like you did last Friday when I said the climate lockdowns are coming and the COVID lockdowns are coming and they're planning it all. Let's get ahead of it. And then they still announced it. They announced the climate lockdowns, and they announced the COVID garbage, but people now aren't going to sit here and accept each phase of the lie. Because there's not just evil in the universe, there's good as well. So I salute the crew. It's been very stressful the last 24 hours here, 48 hours. I want to salute the sponsors, everybody. I want to encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the flash sale on X3 and Vitamin Mineral Fusion 40% off and know you're getting great products while keeping us on air at the same time. Thank you for keeping us in the fight. We're all fighting for each other. All right, the big interview. It's going to premiere right now. So please share the links. Take the clips. It's all free to air. Put it all over Twitter. Put it all over all the different big sites.
I've studied how the globalists, how the mad scientists are controlling us. And they're doing it by keeping us undernourished. You can eat all the food you want in the world, but if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals in an organic, absorbable form, if you don't have the key elements like iodine, you are literally like someone in a paddle boat without oars, without paddles. Ladies and gentlemen, we are running a flash sale, because we're about to sell out of both of these, of X3 and Vitamin Mineral Fusion in the final days of August. This is a fundraiser. We'll sell out of this. I can sell it at full price. But I want those of you that have been on the fence and never tried X3 or never tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion to take action and try this product, because I know you're going to be blown away by the energy, the stamina, the focus, the libido. This is so critical. Get your X3 and Vitamin Mineral Fusion for 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It feels like eternity we've been screaming the truth to the world, and it's remarkable that we get proved right time and time again. And when we say something new is coming, people still look at us like we're crazy. I mean, how many times do we have to be correct? And we're now building two camps. We have the camps of losers and winners. And the winners are telling the truth, and the losers are just adopting all of the slave mind programming. And unfortunately, it's becoming more and more dangerous now to even say the truth, because these losers band together like hyenas and attack anybody who stands up and tells the truth, like they've attacked you and like they've attacked me.
They literally want to turn us into pod people.
Oh, absolutely, pod people. And pod people can't have any remnants of warrior spirit inside of them, because they're not going to be able to live in their pod. So this is the point. The world's over in 2030. Why go to the gym? Why get strong? Why work hard? Why get rich? Why be funny? Why be charismatic? Why do anything? It doesn't matter. The world's going to end. Sit in your pod.
How dare you?
And all of these leftist policies are designed to create a slave class of people which have no interest in trying to preserve the sanctity of the nations they live within. The people who are in charge of the planet, who are in charge of global finance, make all the important decisions, and who are in charge of money, they are called globalists for a reason. They have no particular interest in any one country. All they care about is control and maximizing profits. And I don't think many people understand that.
You will own nothing. What you will be happy.
The globalists are threatened by men being independent because they can't be pushed around and controlled. If they don't have men in the way, the globalists are going to be able to rule over us.
They want us all miserable on antidepressants, eating the bugs, watching the TV shows. Because then when something happens down the street that's not supposed to happen, we don't care. That's all war ever is, and life is war. We are fighting a war right now, and there's a war against our minds.
That f***ing interview is over the top. That's the best we ever done.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got the biggest interview you can get. Thank you so much for joining us today. Andrew Tate, who truly lives by the Nietzschean creed of that which does not kill you only makes you stronger, is going to give us a long-form, uninterrupted interview right now. We're very honored and blessed to have him. I've known this man for 6 years. He has incredible integrity, and he's completely innocent of all the fraud that has been thrown at him. I personally have experienced the same tactics. So has President Trump. So has Julian Assange and others. This is how the CIA operates, and make no mistake, this is a CIA operation that has all the hallmarks, and Mr. Tate, I know, can recognize that as well, because his father was in the Central Intelligence Agency and world champion chess player. He is a multi-time world champion, a heavyweight kickboxer, and, of course, the most Googled man in the world. And when he stood up to Greta Thunberg and the carbon taxes, well, you know the rest of the story. So we're going to cover all the big political events in the world, and the Trump indictments, and the open borders, and the global central bank digital currencies. We're going to cover the war in Ukraine. We're going to cover all. But first, I want Andrew Tate on the record, uncensored, unfiltered, to our massive audience, and undoubtedly tens of millions more that are going to watch this, to talk about what's really happening to him and his team, and where he believes all this is going, and how we can support him. Andrew, great to have you with us.
Brother, I've known you for such a long time. We've been talking the truth for so long. It feels like eternity. We've been screaming the truth to the world. And it's remarkable that we get proved right time and time again. And when we say something new is coming, people still look at us like we're crazy. I mean, how many times do we have to be correct before people understand they should listen to us before it's too late?
Absolutely. I know that you've got to be careful, not that you've done anything wrong, but they spin everything you do. When they first arrested you, they spun it. Look, a pizza box. They found his secret lair as if you were hiding from anybody. You'd already been absolved of any wrongdoing 9 months before. That had been in the news, but now they were back again. So the listeners want to know how you're doing, what's coming up, and how they support you.
Yeah, it's a pretty standardized tactic. Any man who is successful in the world is going to have a degree of history with females, and that's the way they attack you. It's an attack vector. You just named it. They did it to you. They've done it to Trump. They did it to Assange. They're trying to do it to me. As soon as they want to get rid of you, they will try and accuse you of the most heinous crimes, because sexual crimes are heinous. It slanders your name, which makes the process itself a punishment. It doesn't matter if you're found innocent at the end of it, because they've slandered you for years anyway. The process is a punishment, which is why they choose sexual crimes. They're also extremely subjective, hard to prove. They don't need any solid evidence, and they can go through your entire personal history and try and blackmail and bribe females who you once knew to turn on you in an attempt to destroy your life. So it's a very common tactic. I think anybody with a brain out there understands exactly what's happening to me and what this entire attempt against me is, because it's absolutely asinine and insane.
Well, I've never talked about this until now, but 5 years ago, I went to the FBI when someone tried this on me, and I was able to catch them trying to frame me and saying, give me money or I'm going to do this. And later we learned that they were connected to the same three-letter agency that we've been having so many issues with. And so I do personally know what it's like. I haven't been caught in the ringer as bad as you have. But, man, the way you've taken it, the way your brother's taken it, the way your team has taken it is just an example in stoic manliness. I mean, I'm sorry. Sounds like I'm kissing your ass, but it's just true.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And it is scary, the fact that 2,000 women who I've known throughout my life, I'm 36 years old, 2,000 women were called and effectively offered bribes to turn on me. Effectively, it was, if you have a negative story about Andrew Tate, you'll get paid money. That's a bribe. They tried to bribe 2,000 women who know me, and they still couldn't manage to put together any kind of coherent case. They're so desperate for a case, the two victims they've identified have repeatedly said on camera, we are not victims. Candace Owens actually did a fantastic breakdown. Anyone who's interested in my case can do a full breakdown. Candace did it, and it shows everything. There's no victims, and they can't find anybody to turn on me. And it's crazy. I spent 3 months in jail, in a Romanian jail, which is not anything like a Western jail. It's truly a form of torture. And I sat there 5 months locked in my house. And all I can do is and take it as a test from God and do my very best to be an example and show the world that when you truly stand up and truly try and inspire people to be anything more than slaves, they're going to come for you and they're going to attempt to destroy you. These people are merciless. They're merciless. They're genuinely evil. I was sitting in a jail cell suffering from what? For what? To protect who? They don't even have a single victim in the victim list. They don't even have a single woman who could take the stand against me. And they're still going to put all over the news that I'm some sort of terrible person, because the goal is to slander my name regardless of the outcome. And we have to pray that the judicial system of Romania does the right thing and throws all of this away.
Well, when you're famous and successful, women throw themselves at you. But when you're famous, successful, and you know, in great shape, like you and your brother, I've been out with you guys, the women literally throw themselves at you. The idea that you're raping women is preposterous. Then they put out some old video of you spanking your girlfriend when she asked her to. I think I spanked my wife 2 nights ago. She asked me to. And then the woman comes up and says, no, it was a joke. And they call that evidence of you abusing a woman. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And it's just weaponized virtue. The problem they're having is that we're telling the truth, and we're repeatedly telling the truth, and we have morals and we have standards, and we're standing up for what we know is right, and we're standing up for God, and we're doing the right thing. So how do they attack us? It's very difficult to say we're not principled or intelligent or correct. So instead they have to say we're bad people. So to say somebody's a bad person, what you do is you weaponize a virtue. You say he's misogynistic, or he's homophobic, or you find some virtue and you put it into a bullet and you shoot at them. And it's all just character assassination tactics. They can't say we lie because we tell the truth. And we keep repeatedly being proven telling the truth. So instead they have to assassinate our characters. That is their primary goal and objective. And that's why the process itself is a punishment. I tell you, the BBC, in the 18 months the BBC had been printing about me being a human trafficker, because they've done an article a day, every day for 18 months. Three staff members of the BBC have been caught committing sexual crimes. Three of their own staff. It's mentioned for a day, maximum two, and then it goes away. And here I am, 18 months later, still going through the grinder of endless character assassination. It's insane. You're either on their team and they protect you, or you're against them on the side of God and truth, and they're absolutely out to destroy you. Every single thing the MSM say is a fucking lie, and I apologize for swearing, but it is a lie. Everything I read in these papers, all of it is a lie, head to toe.
Now, it is a damn lie. And at a certain base level, though, you've got to have a feeling of success and satisfaction to be the most demonized person in the world now, even surpassing myself and, in many cases, Donald Trump, and to have school curriculum, not just in the UK, but now it's turning out around the West, teaching young boys that you're bad and they shouldn't read you or watch you or listen to you. Don't these idiots know what's happening?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
$1 billion in this century? Look at the xenophobia and political authoritarian trends that have come from just a few million refugees. What about a billion? We would lose our capacity for self-governance on this world. We have to act.
And the average young man, on average, gets treated bad by women. The women have been brainwashed. They've been entitled, on average. And they don't know how to stand up for themselves, so they get run over by women, even if they actually still go out and date women. And, you know, my son's good-looking guy, really smart, has had a lot of girlfriends, but he would get wrapped around the axle with them and have a lot of issues. He's like 21 now, and he has had a huge turnaround. And he was never that bad, but he calls it a turnaround himself. About 2 years ago, watching your shows, listening to you, and now he's in control of the relationships. He's confident. He's doing great in business now. He's doing amazing things, and I really owe you for that. And it's because that's the path of a man, and that's being attacked because the globalists are threatened by men being independent because they can't be pushed around and controlled. If they don't have men in the way, the globalists are going to be able to rule over us. And that's the thing women need to realize. Women are the most depressed they've ever been statistically. Women are the most alone they've ever been. They're the most unhappy, and it's because they're being taught to reject the biology of who and what we are.
Absolutely. Strong men make women happy. I get called a misogynist all the time for telling men to have standards. Men with standards and principle and capability and competence make women happy. The number one way to improve female mental health is to make men better men. And the reason they don't want men to be strong and have any kind of control over their relationships or their households is very simple. Females are easier to sway with an emotional argument. If you have a bunch of households which are run by women and the woman is in charge, and then the woman is going to sit and watch an emotional argument, propaganda, which is all that the MSM use. They can't use logical arguments, so they use emotional ones. Put the mask on for grandma. Well, grandma's 98, and 98-year-olds unfortunately die of diseases. And telling a 6-year-old kid to put a mask on, or a 21-year-old strong man to put a mask on, because 98-year-old grandma might get sick, doesn't even make any logical sense. But it's an emotional argument, and women fall for emotional arguments easier than men. So how do you control a populace? It's very simple. You subdue the men, you make the women in charge, you make a matriarchy, and then you use emotional arguments via the propaganda mechanisms, because women are more likely to agree with them, and then you have the entire population under control. That's why it's done on purpose. They don't want a man to have any degree of control over anything in his life. You don't even his own house. You can't even be the king of your own household anymore. And it's making women miserable. It's making men miserable. It makes the entire populace miserable. And that's another thing I want people to understand. Misery is also a very key component to their slave agenda. Because when you're truly miserable, you are selfish. You don't care about anything that happens outside of yourself. People say that you and I perhaps were angry people. But I'll tell you something. We're positive people because we care. We care about what happens to our country. We care about what happens to our cities. We care about what happens to the future for our children. When you're truly miserable and truly sad, you're self-obsessed. You don't care about anything but yourself. They want us all miserable on antidepressants, eating the bugs, watching the TV shows. Because then when something happens down the street that's not supposed to happen, we don't care. Oh, yeah, well, the store down the street got robbed and my town's on fire, but I'm sad anyway. They want us all selfish. Because when we're selfish, you can't band together to resist anything.
Well, that's absolutely what's going on. They totally shirk responsibility. And you can read the MI6 and CIA battle plans from the 60s and 70s where they said, we're going to destroy the family, we're going to make people selfish. And there are so many psychological studies that leftists are between 5 and 10 times, depending on the study, more selfish. They don't give to charity. They steal more. They lie more. I mean, they're really just incredible losers. And I just wonder sometimes if we can rehabilitate them or whether they're just a lost cause.
It's a good question. And they are the end result of a very sophisticated propaganda machine, which has been built with the sole intention of creating miserable drones which will believe anything they are told. These people can be told the sky is green and they'll believe it. And all of the propaganda which is being pumped their way is negative. The world is going to end because the sun is hot. Don't have kids. That's bad for some reason. Don't eat meat. Only eat the bugs. Sit at home. You should have a therapist. You should be on antidepressants. Like, they're just trying to pump nothing but negativity of these people, and they absorb it. And this is what I said to one of my friends. My friend said, Andrew, you've been through so much for telling the truth. Why do you do it? And I say, well, you either fight against the injustice and tell the truth and you suffer the consequences of that, or you believe the bullshit and suffer the consequences of being at war with your own mind and your own biology and end up miserable anyway. There is a war that cannot be escaped, and I would rather live true to God and tell the truth and fight the war this way. But it's truly incredible that these leftists do what they do. And I also think there's something that global about the world that most people don't understand. The people who are in charge of the planet, who are in charge of global finance and make all the important decisions and who are in charge of money, they are called globalists for a reason. They have no particular interest in any one country. All they care about is control and maximizing profits. And I don't think many people understand that. For a long time, we've been exploiting the second and third worlds because someone has to lose for another person to win. There's no light without dark. We've been exploiting the second and third worlds for a long time to be prosperous in the West. And that's now changing for a variety of reasons, which will be a very long conversation. But the globalists have no problem exploiting the first world and simply turning it on its head, destroying the societies of America, destroying the societies of Europe, doing whatever they need to do to make endless and forever profit. And they'll simply move to a penthouse in another part of the world. They have no problem to move to Africa, or they have no problem moving to the Middle East. They have no problem to live in Asia. As long as they get forever profits and billions of dollars, they'll let Europe burn. And all of these leftist policies are designed to create a slave class of people which have no interest in trying to preserve the sanctity of the nations they live within.
Andrew, I totally agree here, and I want to drill more into this. When you see Al Gore and King Charles and AOC and Beto saying, hey, the world's going to end in 2030, and then statistically the young people say, well, I'm not going to get a job or live or have kids because my life's over, that is literally a psychological warfare virus that's been put into their minds, and it's just preposterous. I've looked at the heat records. The hottest heat in the U.S. was back in the 19-teens, the 1930s. The hottest temperature ever at Death Valley was 134. It hit 130 this year. They're lying, and there's headlines, don't go outside, it's too hot. They literally want to turn us into pod people.
Oh, absolutely, pod people. And pod people can't have any remnants of warrior spirit inside of them because they're not going to be able to live in their pod. So this is the point. The world's over in 2030. Why go to the gym? Why get strong? Why work hard? Why get rich? Why be funny? Why be charismatic? Why do anything? It doesn't matter. The world's going to end. Sit in your pod. Wait for the food delivery. That's what they want from all of us. They want all of us to have absolutely no ambition and to sit there and be slave-minded. And it's very difficult to resist enslavement if you need the government to eat. I think all governments on the planet are constantly trying to encroach on the freedom of their populace, trying to get closer and closer to some version of communism where you have to absolutely and utterly comply or you literally do not have food to eat. And that's what they want. And it's an obvious agenda. It's a very obvious agenda, and it plays into the worst characteristics of the human psyche. Because there are a lot of people out there who, when given the excuse to be lazy, will be lazy. When given the excuse for why they're not successful, will take that excuse and use it as a shield for their own glaring, obvious failings. And we're now building two camps. We have the camps of losers and winners. And the winners are telling the truth, and the losers are just adopting all of the slave mind programming. And unfortunately, it's becoming more and more dangerous now to even say the truth, because these losers band together like hyenas and attack anybody who stands up and tells the truth. Like,
I've studied how the globalists, how the mad scientists are controlling us. And they're doing it by keeping us undernourished. You can eat all the food you want in the world, but if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals in an organic, absorbable form, if you don't have the key elements like iodine, you are literally like someone in a paddle boat without oars, without paddles. Ladies and gentlemen, we are running a flash sale, because we're about to sell out of both of these, of X3 and Vitamineral Fusion in the final days of August. This is a fundraiser. We'll sell out of this. I can sell it at full price. But I want those of you that have been on the fence and never tried X3 or never tried Vitamineral Fusion to take action and try this product, because I know you're going to be blown away by the energy, the stamina, the focus, the libido. This is so critical. Get your X3 and Vitamineral Fusion for 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Breaking through the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
They've attacked you like they've attacked me. The people who are trying to put me in jail are not good people. They're not good people. They're not honest, hardworking, God-fearing people. They're evil people, and they know exactly what they're trying to do. It's scary.
let's expand on that, because this is really the heart of the whole thing. You talk about how you and I and many others have been right about predicting what would happen. It's now here, so our credibility's way up. 95% of the comments I see about you are positive everywhere. Young people I talk to, old people, stuff I see online, but also in the street, nobody's buying it. And it's because you talk about real issues. If you had to describe, this is a football game, let's say U.S. football, NFL, or the worldwide soccer, or whatever game or analogy you want to use, where are we in the game and who's winning? Because I see you being the most popular, and Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan's getting more hardcore now, and I see Russell Brand sounds just like us, and Tulsi Gabbard and ROK Jr., and all these other people are exploding in popularity. We all have the top shows. The left doesn't have anybody in the top 10, not even the top 20. I mean, you're right up the top. Tucker Carlson, me, you know, Joe Rogan, we're all up there at the top. And in total reach, you know, you and Joe are, you know, kind of like pole stars there. But I'm not measuring things here as individuals. I'm looking at it as we're talking about the truth. We've been doing it for a long time. We're insanely popular despite all their suppression, despite them trying to put us in prison and locking you up in solitary confinement and doing all of this. Look how Trump gets 60% of the vote against all of the Republicans. He's 25 points ahead of Biden. That's never happened since polling began to have something like that. So the system has the money and has the agencies and it has the police in many levels and the media, but it's all dying. It's all a joke. And so every move they make against this is very painful. But at the end of the day, as long as we persevere and hold strong, they're losing. So what's your view on that?
Absolutely. They don't have God on their side. The moral arc of the universe bends towards truth. It takes unlimited energy to continue to propagate a lie. It's very difficult to do. It goes against the law of physics. If you put a lie into the universe, you need to continually push that lie to keep it afloat. It's like a hot air balloon. You need to keep that engine running. You need to keep the flame going permanently to keep it floating. Because as long as people use their own eyes and their own senses and eventually begin to think, the lie is going to sink and it's going to disappear. And there's certainly been a shift in consciousness in the last 3 to 4 years. 3 to 4 years ago, it was much worse than it is today. And I feel like I said this when I was canceled in August of last year. I was doing Patrick Bet David's podcast, and I said, they are making a mistake. When you have power, the only guarantee to power is that one day you will lose it. And the quickest way to lose power is to overuse it, to overreach, to overstretch. When you do that, everyone loses faith in you. For you to have power, you must have the faith of the populace. Once say people understand that you're abusing your power, it's no longer a fair system. They're no longer interested in what you have to say or your power mechanisms. And then you can only resort to complete brutality. And I think it's going to be quite difficult for them to do now that the consciousness of people are waking up. But certainly, yeah, I feel like we are winning now. I feel like you and I have been through the trenches and suffered the absolute worst of it 5 to 6 years ago. And now most people understand. They overstepped with the COVID lies. They overstepped with the censorship. They overstepped with the election lies. They overstepped trying to say anybody who tells the truth is a sexual predator. They overstepped by protecting all the people who we know do genuinely bad things they refuse to talk about. They overstepped so many times now that people have a thirst in their hearts to know what's really going on. And that's our chance to finally make it clear to people. And I pray we can finally get through to people to a level where next time they try the next big psyop, which we can talk about, which might be coming up soon, everybody rejects it. Because, you know, there's something really important, Alex. We talk always about who controls the world. But ultimately, without our compliance, they can't control anything. We control the world. A mask mandate is a piece of paper. It's a piece of fucking paper. That's it. It's cowardice that makes that have power. If everyone wasn't a coward and stood up and said, no, I'm sorry, I respectfully decline, then it's over. We still control the world, but that's why they're trying their absolute best to make sissies of all of us.
Absolutely. I want to talk about that because we talked yesterday, and I said, what do you want to cover? And you said, well, we always have a great time. You know, we'll just discuss the waterfront. But you said, I do want to get into new lockdowns. And I talked to a TSA source that I knew well that I called a Border Patrol source. They said, yeah, we were told last week they're going to try to bring it back, starting with federal employees, TSA workers, the middle of September, and then try to bring back airline mandates in October. And of course, then get as much as they can to have the mail-in ballots next year. Now, I didn't know, and I broke that Friday morning, that they would do the main rollout Friday evening and say, oh, colleges are locking down and Lions Gate's locking down and corporations are locking down and, you know, they're going to make people wear masks and ask for vaccine passports. And so the story became the biggest story in the last 4 or 5 days. I mean, just massive, massive amounts of people waking up, huge coverage. Senator Paul's come out and said it's a total fraud. And so it's really a watershed moment that we're not going to just sit here and let them roll out the incremental PSYOP and then we just accept each piece. No, we know you're bringing it back out to push your poison boosters. We know you're bringing it back out to try to get more surveillance and control and bring in your vaccine passports. That's the basis of the world ID card that Bill Gates is behind. And so I'm very excited to see explosive, nonviolent civil disobedience and people saying, hell no, we are not going through this again. We know it's a fraud. So I think we caught them with their pants down.
And, you know, it's very interesting we say this because I don't want anyone to think we're inciting violence because that's not what we're doing. Even during the last COVID lockdown, you can resist so easily in a nonviolent way. If I went into a store and they said, do you have a mask? Put a mask on. Don't have one. Sorry. Okay, I'll give you one. Okay, give me one. And then I wouldn't walk over to take it. No, I stand there and make them walk across the store to give it to me. Then I take it and I half hang it on my ear and I don't wear it properly. Then they come up to me and say, oh, you need to wear it properly. I say, oh, okay. Then I don't wear it properly. Then I take it off completely. Then they come up to me and go, oh, where's your mask? I say, sorry, I dropped it on the floor and it's dirty. I need another one. Then they have to go back behind the counter, get another mask, walk back to the other side of the store, give it to you. Make them work. Make them work. If they want you to wear a mask so fucking bad, make them walk a marathon. Make them work. Don't make it easy for them. If they want to stand there and try and make a slave of you, at least make them do something for it. You know, I had people walking back and forth around stores getting me 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 different masks. I never even put it on. Because I dropped it on the floor, right? We're all scared of germs now. I can't wear a mask from the floor. It might have COVID on it. Don't come too close. Social distancing. Just put the mask there. I'll collect it in a second. Make them work for it. That's civil disobedience. If everyone did that, imagine you worked in a store and every person who came in did what I just described. Are you going to really run around for 12 hours a day? You'll give up after 2 hours. But the reason it doesn't happen, the reason they get away with this is because everybody just complies. Mask on. Okay. Like, I'm not describing anything violent. I'm not describing anything that will get you arrested. I'm not describing anything that will lead this back. If they try and bring this back, I really pray that this will be a breaking point for their entire apparatus. Because I think enough people are awake now to absolutely and utterly resist. That was a huge psyop. And I love to think, and I hope I'm right, I love to think that anybody who lived through that has learned their lesson. And like I said, the number one guarantee of power is that you'll lose it, because eventually with power you will overstep and you will overreach. And if they try another lockdown, another pandemic, I think it's the biggest overreach they could possibly try. So I hope they do it. And I hope that people do what they're supposed to do, which is say no.
I totally agree with you, and undoubtedly they're going to try it, not out of strength, but out of weakness. On your radar, Andrew Tate, what else do you think the deep state has in its hip pocket? We know lawfare, trying to put you and Trump and everybody else in prison, trying to sue us all into oblivion. But we're, you know, the lead folks at the tip of the spear. What else is the deep state going to pull? I've seen Klaus Schwab hyping cyber attacks, power outages. I've seen them hyping a stock market crash. I've seen them now sending F-16s to Ukraine, even though they now admit that the Russians have basically destroyed the Ukrainian military.
Yeah, so it's kind of scary because we are the tip of the spear, and when you're the leader, when you're the lead of the charge, they want you dead first, right? It's kind of like the old adage. They said if 5 guys are going to start a fight on you, hit the biggest one first.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New
American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And now for the truth only you can handle, it's the Alex Jones Show with Alex Jones.
And that's why they're coming for men like us, because they know we're inspiring a resistance. And the resistance we're inspiring is nothing more than self-respect and parameters for what you'll accept from a government. And to stand up and say, I'm a sovereign individual and I'm allowed to decide what goes in my blood. Imagine thinking you're not allowed to decide what goes inside of your own blood. Imagine waking up and saying, my blood is not mine. It belongs to the government. It's absolutely insane. But what they're going to try and do next is control the money. Because when they control the money, they can control where you go, and they can control whether you eat or not. And I don't know about anybody else, but I can tell you from my own personal experience, in the last 3 to 4 years, the banking sector has become more strict than it's ever been. It's become harder and harder to not only make money, but move money and have money. 10 years ago, if you wanted to do $1 million wire, it was a headache. Nowadays, if you want to do $1 million wire internationally, let's say I want to say $1 million to, I don't know, Turkey or Qatar or Australia, anywhere, the amount of headache, paperwork, delays is nearly impossible to do. It's getting harder and harder because they want to control the money. If they control the money, they control absolutely not only everything else by extension. So it's CBDCs that's coming. The banking system locking people down for dissidents, as we already know, is happening. And once they control the money, then they're going to come along and say, ah, don't worry, you're allowed money if you do this. And from there, they're going to expand out. I don't think most people understand that absolutely every single thing they talk about propagating and pushing to the populace is a Trojan horse. I was arguing about climate change with someone the other day. And I said, listen, I love the environment. I would hate for nature to be destroyed. I love nature. Nobody with a sane mind dislikes nature. The problem is we can't make any laws to protect nature because every single time we do, they Trojan horse it with some garbage that has nothing to do with the actual issue and is purely agenda driven to destroy my life and make me a slave. So what can we do now? And that's what they're going to do. They're going to come along, control all the money, and they're going to say, ah, because of the climate, you're allowed money if you don't drive your car very often. And that has nothing to do with saving the earth. It's everything to do with controlling you. And that's the problem. Now we have people in charge of us that we can't even trust to fix any issue ever because all they're interested in is injecting Trojan horses and destroying our lives. It's incredible.
Oh, that was incredibly said. And let's expand on that. They've tried to set me up for rape. They're trying to set you up with it. They have done it. They had a jury say Trump didn't rape this woman. No proof she ever met him. But because he said, I don't know her, he was found guilty of defamation for saying, I'm innocent. But they actually said, you're not allowed to say you're innocent. That's how they weaponize these jurisdictions in places like Austin, Texas, and New York City, and D.C. and Connecticut. But talk about rape. We know who's raping. Colleges and businesses and law enforcement, the military, you're going to be court-martialed. You're going to be kicked out. You're going to be fired if you don't take this experimental shot that's in all these studies causing all sorts of serious myocarditis and blood clots and strokes and heart attacks. That's raping you with a gene therapy. They're the rapists. Fauci's the king rapist. Joseph Mengele 2.0. And can you just speak to that? They're accusing any strong man of supposedly abusing women, like the Gillette commercials where they had the Super Bowl a few years ago where a guy in a coffee shop goes over and asks a girl out. The other guy grabs him and says, that's rape. Don't talk to a woman. But then drag queen story time, convicted pedophiles in many cases in G-strings with little kids bouncing on their knee and rubbing up against a little kid. That's okay, but in a Gillette commercial, a man talking to a woman is bad. I mean, this is just beyond BS. They're raping our minds, raping our bodies, raping our freedom, raping our borders, raping our currency, raping humanity. They are the damn rapist.
Absolutely, because rape, the whole idea of rape is an act without consent. That's the exact idea of it all. So then to sit there and say to a man, ah, you're a rapist, that means you forced a woman to have sex without consent. So you nailed it. Let's talk about them forcing people to have injections. Let's talk about them forcing ideologies on children. Let's talk about them forcing women to accept men in their bathrooms or on their sports teams. Let's talk about them forcing citizens of a country to accept that their country no longer has a border and by extension no longer has a legal system. Because without a border, you don't have a legal system. You don't even have a nation anymore. You want to talk about rape without consent? You absolutely and utterly nailed it. And they use this word and they use this attack on any strong man primarily as an effort to damage masculinity. They make it out to the world that if you're a man who is traditionally masculine, who stands up, who is strong, who is not apologetic for his opinions, then by extension, you must be a rapist. And they do this so that men are afraid to act this way because that, once again, pushes the idea that men should be sissies and soft so it's easier for them to have slave-minded individuals. What's actually crazy is this. Women want men who are masculine. The kind of man who is not going to rape is the kind of man who has choices and genuine access to females who love him. Why would a man who is successful in all realms of human endeavor, including his relationships with females, ever rape anybody? No, I'll tell you who's a rapist. The liberal who eats the bugs, who's fat and ugly, with no personality, who's sad on antidepressants. No woman wants him. He's the kind of guy who has to rape to have sex. Not the traditionally masculine, toxically male, the man they try and say. So it's absolutely and utterly, it's a mind attack. It's a psyop. By saying, if you stand up and you have muscles and you have a nice car and you're rich and you're strong and you have opinions and you say, yeah, this is what I believe and I'm not sorry for it. That means you are a bad person and by extension a rapist. And what they're trying to do is stop men from acting that way. They want all of us afraid. Without fear, none of this works. I think it was Goebbels who said it. I don't know if your research team can find it. Goebbels said it. You lie and you lie on repeat and you make them afraid. And that's all you have to do. Nazi Germany literally said the exact same thing, and look what they did to the world. And it's amazing that the tactics haven't changed. The apparatus, the MSM, hasn't changed. It's the same game. It's exactly the same game it's always been.
We are grooming the new generation of Americans to be fully embracing of diversity and inclusivity.
And for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation.
That's the whole goal, is to make kids that aren't used to seeing something like me more comfortable to seeing it.
No one's there to push an agenda on anyone. No one's there to persuade people or to recruit people.
Who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up?
You could be a drag queen superhero.
Learn to love, learn to vogue, face your fate. We'll convert your children. Someone's gotta teach them not to hate. We're coming for them. We're coming for your children.
Children in your household, bring them to the screen right now.
And we witnessed parents taking their children as young as two inside to take part.
Talking, singing, and reading.
We can both be groomed.
To an audience of preschoolers, toddlers, and their caregivers.
Family programming. Love it. Yeah.
We have just confirmed that a registered child sex offender has been reading to children at a Houston public library as part of its drag queen story hour.
A media spokesperson for the library confirms one of those drag queens, Tatiana Malanina, is really Alberto Garza, a child sex offender. In 2008, he was convicted of assaulting an 8-year-old boy.
This is Tatiana Malanina, my sister from Queens of the Week.
People seem to walk away having a good time.
Start them young, right?
This is put out in the New York Times. Like, it's wonderful. And it's the biggest, scary-looking group of weirdo, pot-bellied men. Looks like a bunch of Dennis Hastards running around with clown makeup on, just hopping around, rubbing their giant bellies in front of children. And you're like, what alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in?
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, beds, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.